So Corpus Christi, the feast of the most holy body and blood of Christ. And Jesus says, whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood remains in me and I in him. But do you believe that? Maybe like 80%, 90%, 100%. Who like actually believes 100% that when you come to Mass, that bread and wine actually becomes the body and blood of Christ? 100%, really. You have absolute certainty, no doubt whatsoever. Have you ever doubted? So maybe raise your hand if you have never doubted in your life that this is, like, it's legit. Like, it is, that's it. No ifs, ands, or buts. Well, as Catholics, we're supposed to believe this. As Catholics, we're supposed to believe that when we come to Mass, the bread and wine is transformed into the body and blood of Christ. But deep down, do you truly believe that, right? When you hear the word body of Christ, blood of Christ, amen. Like, do you truly, is it like a, amen? Amen? Or is it a amen, you know? I think if we're honest with ourselves, there's got to be some doubt in there. If we're truly honest with ourselves, there's got to be some doubt. And doubt is actually okay. Like the apostles who encountered the risen Christ. They worshipped, but they doubted. That's what it says. They worshipped, but they doubted. Right? And let me share with you some of my doubtful moments. Right? So, do you remember your first communion? Maybe it was like 50 years ago. Maybe it was last month. All right. But whenever it was, I received my first communion, second grade, 7 years old. And I remember, I still remember the days leading up to my first communion. And everyone's like, oh, it's going to be a big day. It's like, wow. Like, are you ready? I'm like, I guess I'm ready. And you're going to dress up. And it's a big day. It's a big day. I said, okay, it's a big day. And I asked my teacher, my catechist, or also my parents. So mom, dad, you received communion. I see you receiving communion. And so what's it like? Like what does Jesus' body taste like? What does Jesus' blood taste like? And they're like, well, Stephen, you just got to experience it for yourselves. You know, I can't really tell you what it is. You got to like taste it yourself. Then you'll know. Okay, all right. So the big day, right? The first communion, big day. And, you know, body of Christ, you know, blood of Christ. You know, and I mean, it didn't taste like somebody's flesh. It didn't taste like blood. I mean, you know? As a priest, do I believe 100%? Yes, I do. I truly believe that this is the body and blood of Christ. Even as a priest, during the liturgy of the Eucharist, when I hold up the host, when I hold up the chalice, really? I wonder, really? Is this really, 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 really? Is this really you? Like, is this Jesus Christ? I wonder. As I hold up the chalice, as I hold up the host, and I put it down, and I take a step back, and I genuflect, and I still doubt. But then, when I get up, a miracle occurs. Okay, and I'm not talking about the kind of miracle where throughout history, there's all kinds of miracles where during the Mass, like the host becomes actual flesh, or the wine becomes actual blood of Christ, something like this. You know, I have not been graced with that grace. All right, and actually, if you go to like Our Lady of Peace, they have all these Eucharistic miracles out there, right? The display of it. But I'm not talking about that kind of miracle. The kind of miracle that I'm talking about is as I hold up the host, I doubt. Really? Really? Put it down. Kneel. Genuflect. Really? I have doubts. And I get up. And I look at you. I get up and I look at the people of God, and for some reason, my doubts go away. For some reason, my doubts are erased. When I look at the faith and the belief of the people of God, that's the miracle. The miracle, when I look at all the stories, I don't know every single one of you, of course not, but I know some, and I've been here for a year now, not yet, but almost a year, and I know some of your stories. And I look at the people after my doubt, I get up, and I look at a young teenager's faith in the Eucharist as she's dealing with her parents going through a divorce, yet she has so much love for God. I look at a young adult couple making the decision not to live together until they are actually married. I look at a single mom teaching her son how to make a sign of the cross, you know, how to show respect for the tabernacle. I look at a dad who goes to daily mass. In the meantime, he's got no job, you know. I look at a wife praying for the soul of her husband every Sunday. That, when I look at that, somehow my doubts are erased and my faith is increased. Yesterday, do you know Cadillac Drive? You know, like not like the car Cadillac, okay, but like go down Winchester and there's Cadillac Drive. You know, it's a lot of violence, a lot of gangs over there. Yesterday, I went over there, 9 o'clock, we had a Spanish mass. We had over 100 people that came to the mass. We prayed for peace. A lot of things going on over there. And afterwards, we knocked on people's doors, telling them to come to church and praying together. You know, when I look at that faith, you know, just over 100 people Saturday morning come to mass over there. That increases my faith. Somehow that erases my doubt. Yesterday, in the afternoon, we had a community wedding. Not like they get married to each, you know, not like they only get married to one guy or one girl, okay? All right. But it's many couples who have been married civilly. Some who have been married civilly for 20 years. There's no need for them to get married in the church. They're like, hey, we already have grandkids. You love me, I love you. But they made the decision to get married in the eyes of God, in the sacrament of marriage. I look at that, and that increases my faith. I hold up the host, I doubt. I put it down, I kneel, and I doubt. And I get up, and I look at you. Look at the faith of the people of God, and for some reason, that erases my doubt. And this is truly what Jesus means when he says, where two or more are gathered in my name, there I am. There I am with them. Not in some abstract concept, two or three gathered together, but in a church context, where two or three are gathered to worship God, there he is. The true presence of the body and blood of Christ. And the mystery of faith, those are the exact words I say, the mystery of faith. The mystery of faith in the Eucharist as body and blood becomes a concrete reality for us to believe in when we gather together as a community to worship God. And this is exactly what our Pope, Pope Francis, this is exactly what he's encouraging us to do, especially on the feast of Corpus Christi, to do a Eucharistic procession. He says, I encourage all of you to do a Eucharistic procession. Every Sunday when we go to Mass, we celebrate the Eucharist together, and the Eucharist is like the burning bush in which the Trinity humbly dwells and communicates itself. Right? And that is why, actually today, right after communion, don't leave, stay. Because we're going to do what Pope Francis is asking us to do, a Eucharistic procession right after Mass. But in order for us to prepare for the Eucharistic procession, and to also, I want all of you to have that same kind of miracle experience that I have every time I come to Mass. That miracle of looking at other people, and you see the faith in other people. And for some reason, our faith in devotion to the Eucharist is increased, right? And I'm going to propose to you how we're going to do that, right? Because like I said, I know some of you, not all of you, you probably don't know each other, you know? And in order for us to help build up the body of Christ together, we're going to do something different. You want to do a little something different? Do you doubt me? You want to do a little something different? Okay, here it is. It's not that hard. It's not that hard. You know, it's 3 steps. Can you think you can do 3 steps? Step one, find somebody that you do not know. What's step one? Okay, all right. Step two, share your name. Like, my name is Steve. Like, your name is Siobhan. Like, step two, right? What was step one again? Find somebody you don't know. Step two, share your name. Step three, share with each other one prayer request that you have. Something that you need help. One prayer request that you have. Step one, find someone you don't know. Step two, share your name. Step three, share with each other one prayer request that you have. And you know when you're going to do that? Like now, yeah. Like now, like at this moment, you know? So like 1, 2, 3, go. Like, yeah, yeah, like, yeah, yeah. Okay, dare I say, stop praying. this is exactly what it means to build up the body of Christ together, right? And guess what's your homework? That, exactly. Your homework is to do that. Your homework is to remember the person's name. Like put it, take a snapshot. There it is, all right? Remember the name and remember the prayer request and pray for that person. And somehow, knowing each other's stories, praying for each other, building up the body of Christ, that increases our faith and our love for the Eucharist, right? And you could start, like, today, like, Liturgy of the Eucharist. You can pray for that person. And when we do the Eucharistic procession, you can pray for that person, right? So that'll be your homework, right, this week.